Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and God bless. It is January the 18th. 2021 is Monday. We made it through another week and a weekend. God bless you. I hope you kept it faithful and holy and safe as always. I said I'll be back Monday with Keep Asking While We Ask for God's Help, Part 2. And I want to go ahead and get on with this and pray for those that are sick and shut in, as always, and pray for those that are listening and hope that this encouragement will help you get through the day or the week and you can pass it on to another member or another person that's in need to hear a good word. Amen. Amen. God bless you. All right. Part two, I'm going to give you some reasons why. And also why it's asking for help is honoring God. You know, from time to time, people with the idea of asking for help is hard. And they'd rather bear down and pretend everything is fine. They isolate. They throw themselves on a string of pity parties. And then finally fall apart to whoever is unfortunate enough to ask me how I'm doing. And then sometimes you want to say that you don't want to burden anyone with your issues. If someone comes over, you'll say, they better not ask me how I'm doing. It's not all about that. I'm certain I'm not alone in this unhealthy pattern. There's an attractive but false sense of righteousness and isolationism. I suffer silently so that I don't bring anyone else down or bother God with the whining. But in doing this, we actually are missing God's design for our need. Amen? Amen. So, looking at the scripture, it's clear that God wants us to acknowledge our need, not hide from it. We are free to seek help, even encourage and command to do so. I've found several truths helpful in not only softening my heart when I was struggling with those things not long ago. One, needing help has always been a part of God's design for us. Sometimes we avoid asking for help out of fear that it admits failure. We think, I should be able to handle this on my own. I'm supposed to succeed. I just need to push through. But the truth is that God created us with a need for help. Asking for help isn't admitting failure, but recognizing the way God made us. Even before the fall and in the Garden of Eden, God created Adam to receive provision and help rather than be self-sufficient. On a material level, God provided all of Adam's food, water, even his breath, He provided fellowship for Adam through his own presence. But God also created Adam with a need for help from another person. He created Eve. With this purpose in mind, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him. Genesis 2:18. King James, NIV, whichever version you prefer. Amen. God said that his own creation was not complete until he had built in a way for people to give and receive help. Even before sin came into the world, it has been God's design for us to need help and give help to each other. This means our need for help is not shameful or equal to failure. God built into us a need for help from the very beginning. Then he immediately began fulfilling that need. 2, asking for help is a blessing to others. Sometimes, like I said, we avoid asking for help out of fear that there will be a burden to others, we think. I don't want to drag someone else down with my pain. It's not fair for me to ask someone else to carry the weight. This thinking also forgets the way God has created us as a body of believers. God wants us to help each other in times of struggle and sin. Scripture commands it, bear one another's burden and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6:2. When you ask someone else to help you bear a burden, you are giving them an opportunity to serve God and share Christ's love with you. We also see throughout Scripture that God has created each of us in the body of Christ with different strengths, calling to use these strengths fully to glorify him and build up others. When you find you are weak in one area and call on someone else who is strong for help, you are giving them an opportunity to exercise their God-given gifts. Amen. Amen. 3, asking for help acknowledges the truth of our need and God's grace. Even though asking for help doesn't automatically equate to failure, and the fact is that we do fail and we are weak, we are needy, though it can be painful for us to acknowledge, God never shames us for admitting this truth. God's desire in Scripture is that we will cry out to him and turn to him. He invites us to find our sufficiency in him. Sometimes gently, sometimes forcefully, he reveals to us that we are not able to meet our own needs, but that he desires to fill us with his own provision and grace where we are weak. As he said to Paul, in a time of weakness and struggle, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. You have to tell yourself, little things go in your head and you be lying to yourself and you think God isn't that interested in what is going on with you. But do not make that mistake. You think that your ups and downs are your failures and that you think God may not want to hear those petitions that you bring to him. But I'm going to tell you there, look at the way God represents himself in the scripture. He is our Father, raising us as children, feeding us, providing for our every need. He is our husband, providing loving care and overflowing with affection for us. He is our deliverer, saving us from sin and destruction. He is our hiding place, our strong tower, our refuge, our good shepherd, our savior. In all these ways, God longs to meet our needs. It's simply not possible that God intends for us to push through without calling on his grace and compassion. Ask for help. God's plan for us in times of need is so clear, it's laughable, that we try to isolate and care for our own needs. We are weak and needy, but God is strong and desires to help us. We are weak, rebelling in our own independence, unable to survive alone, but God is strong and desiring to cover us with his grace and help. He gives us his own compassion and provides a body of believers gifted to care for each other. We don't have to give in to the isolation and thought, swerve, and heavy burden. What a relief that is. Take freedom in this. God has designed us to the need, to us to need help. And we honor him in asking for it. Whose help will you ask for right now? Well, I, for one, I'll ask God, and I will petition him each and every time that I'm going through something or that I need help. Amen. That is the end of why we ask God for help. Amen. And I hope this have helped those that are listening and those to come to listen to both parts, part one and part two. Amen. God bless you, and may God walk with you this week, keep you holy, keep your mind clear, and say something kind to one another, love one another, as the world is not the same as it was last year. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I'm Evangelist Faye, and I'll be back with you on Wednesday with another word of encouragement. For God is God, he is Lord. Let every knee bow before him. May you humble yourself and be worthy. God sees you and he knows. Amen. See you Wednesday.